Naked, in the buff, nude, not a stitch on. That's for those people who only listen to the first few minutes of a podcast before deciding if to listen to the rest or not. We know that you do that. We all do that. So this is my ploy to get you to stay listening. I thought right in the middle of these heavy episodes that we've done, we needed to do something a little bit absurd and a little bit daft. So today is all about the times that you were caught with no clothes on. That's what people want. So we've asked for your stories. We wanted tales of being locked outside naked when you answered the door to the Amazon man. Thankfully, I've never done that. I have nearly been caught naked by an Amazon man. I wanted to hear about your mother-in-law catching you starkers as you ran across a landing after doing unspeakable things in the bedroom. We hope for window cleaners turning up at your worst possible moment. Abby, you're back with us. Thank you for joining us. You're going to enjoy the following titters with us. I'm not sure there's a lot of expert advice required on this one, but it's lovely to have you on the sofa because you are the OG of experts when it comes to the overshare. So with that in mind, let's crack on. Incoming gang, caught naked. Here we go.
It was just one of those, oh my God, moments. Is this really happening?
All of a sudden, I had their mother-in-law in there looking at me whilst I was, fully naked.
There's someone in the bed. And I went, do me a favour. I went, do not turn the light on. I said, and do not move your head from where it is. We're watching me. I'm like, just don't look.
I want to come round your house. It's not sexual, but can I come round and clean your house naked?
No.
And my housemate was like, definitely getting round. Isn't he got a six-pack? I was like, yeah, but that's just so weird.
So our first guest is Claire. Claire, welcome to our safe haven. Now, do not worry, you're amongst a lot of other people in this episode who have done very similar things. tell us what it is happened, Claire. Go on, what's your story?
I was in the bath and I decided to take a picture of myself from my boyfriend.
Right.
And I took a picture of myself on my normal camera and, you know, like you do, I looked at it and thought, oh, I need a filter on that. So I went on my Snapchat. And I took the picture and I was like, oh, okay, fine. And I clicked to save the photo. But because my hand was a bit wet, I clicked share onto my public story. So we went onto the story and I went, oh my God. Oh, good. And I just deleted it straight away.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I just thought nothing of it. I just deleted it. And I was like, oh, my God, thank God for that. Right, done, deleted. And then about 2 weeks later, I took a picture because I don't use my Snapchat at all for anything except taking pictures. I have no notifications on it or anything. Mm. There's about 40 people on there. I just don't use it except to take pictures sometimes with a bit of a filter. Anyway, about 2 weeks later, I took a picture of my dog messing about in the bathroom. And I got a message from a friend who I work with, or used to work with, a young lad, and said to me, oh, finally got the camera the right way around then, did you? And I went, oh, my God. I went, oh, my God, did you see the picture? And he went, I did, yeah. So I went straight onto my Snapchat. And when I went on it, I had two messages from the two lads who I work with, or used to work with, two new lads, and both of them had seen the picture. Oh, my God, I was mortified.
Oh, no.
Not one of them said, nice picture, Claire. And I was like, ah, no.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if anybody else seen it and didn't message me. So I asked, I went back to the lad and said to him, oh, my God, how long was the picture there for? And he went, about 20 seconds. In those 20 seconds, I don't know who the hell seen it, didn't tell me. And I'm assuming it's because I never use my Snapchat. I wonder if they got a notification to say.
She's active, yeah.
Oh, and then just to make it even worse, the two young lads who I used to work with also dated my daughter.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My 23-year-old daughter dated these two lads and they've now seen her mum naked.
So did she date them before or after the nudity?
Before.
Right, okay.
Before. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I had to then tell her what I'd done, in case they then told her.
Did you tell your fella what had happened?
I did, yeah. I did tell him, and he just was like, you're so stupid. He just went, can't me. He went, you look like an idiot. Like, you don't know how to use your phone. An idiot.
And you probably said, yeah, but I was doing it for you. I was doing it so I could send you the
Literally,
picture.
I was like, yeah, I was like, I was doing it for you. But yeah, so he did just laugh it off. He wasn't really too bothered about it as such. It was more me. I was just mortified. And these two lads who I used to work with still come in my work to see us.
The eye roll thing with all this is, with or without a filter, your fella would have just been grateful to see you naked. He wouldn't have thought, put a filter on
literally.
It. So that was literally you thinking, I can't send him that. Even though he sees you naked in real life, normally you'd like, no, put a filter on myself and look what happened.
He's one of those as well, you know, he's not into, you know, the fake lips and the filters and all that. He's not even into that. It was just me just being overcritical of myself and thought, oh, I'm not sending that. Got a lot awful. I need to put a filter on that. And so I did, and then just completely embarrassed myself.
That's something I guess everyone has to be careful with, isn't it, with pictures?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm terrible with technology.
I am, yeah. I'm not even on Snapchat, so I don't even understand how it works.
Snapchat. But I'd... Like, I mean, back in the day, as soon as camera phones came out, that's all everyone was doing, wasn't it? Send me a picture of this. I send a picture to Gorka, obviously not naked, because I'm frightened to death of my phone being hacked.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, even like nice smiley pictures and things, I'm still, I don't know, I just panic that there's some other eyes on there that shouldn't be.
Yeah. Was your face in the shot?
Yes.
So you couldn't even be like, oh, it wasn't me, it was my mate. I don't know, you couldn't like style it out in any way possible.
No way. And I have a lot of tattoos as well.
Oh, right, so quite distinguishing, yeah.
And you could see, like, it was from sort of like head down to, I'd probably say, it cut off at just at the top of my thigh, but you could see everything.
You could see literally everything. Wow.
And, you know, your bottom bits and the lot.
No wonder they keep coming in work.
I know. They might want a snack and show.
Yeah. And so I'm assuming since then you've not done it, or have you done it without the filter?
Could have been the start of a whole new career.
I've not done it since, and I won't be doing it with a filter from now on.
No.
And I definitely won't be doing it in the bath again.
Do you get naked pictures off your fella? Does he send you stuff as well?
He does sometimes, yeah. But he's really he's really good with his phone. He's very tech savvy. And
yes.
He's basically, he's not as stupid as me. And he would never make that mistake.
Thanks, Claire. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Alison is up next. Thank you for joining us, Alison. Go on then. Tell us how you were caught starkers.
Okay, so I am a cleaner and I have been cleaning for this family for several years, and they were away for a fortnight and they were like, oh, while we're away, could you do like a really deep clean? So I was like, yeah, no problem. So I just thought, oh, I'm really going to tackle the bathroom. And they'd got a shower head that wouldn't come off of the wall. So you just got soaked every time you cleaned the shower anyway. So I was like, I know, I'm just going to get undressed and get in there. Scrub it away and everything. So I was in there, I'd sprayed it all, I'd got all the doors and windows open because I'd use like a mold and mildew spray. So I'd got in there, got my scrubbing brush, got my bucket, was cleaning away, and then all of a sudden I had their mother-in-law in there looking at me whilst I was fully naked in their shower whilst they were on holiday. And I was just mortified.
What did she say?
She just sort of looked at me and then said, I'm going to go and feed the cat and water your plant. And just sort of like walked out. And I was like, okay, how do I handle this? So I turned the shower off and I dried myself off, and I kind of went down to her quite sheepishly. And I was like, I was cleaning. I was cleaning, honestly. I'm not just taking advantage and like thought I'd have a shower while I was here. But luckily she just laughed about it, and it's an ongoing joke with them.
Imagine if Alison said, so I quickly got rid of the conditioner in my hair and then went down.
Yeah.
Stopped using the razor.
Yeah. I love that there was a bucket in there as well. Like,
I know.
But at what point though did you cover up?
there wasn't a lot I could do. I just kind of like held the bucket in front of me as if that was going to like really hide everything.
Just like, because I bet as well, you know, this episode is about being caught naked, but I bet it's just as embarrassing for the person who does catch you naked, because that's how they will visually see you from then on, isn't it? You know what I mean? They'll probably, because when you like, say when you're first intimate with someone, you know what they look like, don't you? And you know, if you see them again after, you think, I've seen you naked, you know, I know what. So it must be embarrassing for them as well.
Yeah, I think it's like, he definitely went as red in the face as what I did. And now every time we sort of like see each other, it is kind of a, I know that you've seen me naked, sort of like an unsaid look that I get.
How did the owner, when the obviously the family who you clean for came home, were they all right with it? Or what did they say?
Oh yeah, they just thought it was hilarious. And now it's kind of like an ongoing joke whenever I go up to their bathroom. They're like, oh, you know, you can just go and help yourself to a shower.
Yeah. Have you ever been caught naked, Abby? I've not even asked you.
I haven't, I don't think, but I often do like a bit of a scuttle across the
landing.
Living room, which is facing a very public canal.
Okay.
But I always think like no one can see me if I'm like, I'm bent over and the lights are off. But
yeah.
So potentially I could be known in the area as that naked woman in a flat. I don't know.
You just kind of, and I would run for it.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like, oh, it's fine. No one will see anything. Just cover myself. But I mean, no one's complained yet, so...
I'm thinking, I've not been caught naked, but this was genuinely not long ago. I was in London. It was after the Brit Awards, genuinely. And I was in my hotel, 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard a load of ruckus outside in the hallway. I was thinking, what the hell is this? I went and looked through that little peephole. I'm not joking. It was a man, stark bollock naked. And he was running up and down the corridor, waving a bed sheet. Like, I mean, he'd clearly had a fantastic night on something. He was running up and down. And then there was people like chasing him. One was crying, one was laughing, one was screaming. But he was running up and down with no clothes
streaking.
On. Yeah, complete. I mean, streaking. Yeah, that's completely different, isn't it? I mean, that's obviously his choice. He's chosen to do it. Poor Alison was just doing a job and was unfortunately. So did you use their towel and everything as well? So when you went downstairs, you were in the house owner's towel with the mother-in-law while she's feeding the cat.
Because I'd got a bag full of like cleaning cloths and stuff. I was just like, I'd got tea towels and stuff. So I was kind of like prepared because I knew I'd pre-planned the nakedness in the shower. So I'd got a towel with me.
I mean, I think it just shows that you wanted to take your job very seriously and give them the best deep clean ever.
Yeah, and also it's very practical because it is annoying, like if you're trying to clean your bath and your shower and everything.
Yeah.
You've got your clothes, you do
clean it when you're
really
in it.
Damp, like it's a fact. So what you did isn't like wrong. It's just you were expecting them to turn up.
You have to advertise us now. Instead of the naked chef, the naked cleaner.
I once dated this guy who I thought was really, really boring. So I stopped dating him. I was like, oh, he's just too boring. It's like, he's got no chat. He's like, there's nothing to him. A few weeks later, he contacted me and was like, I'm into this thing where it was like a mistress and slave. And he said, I want to come round your house. It's not sexual, but can I come round and clean your house naked?
No.
And my housemate was like, definitely getting round. Isn't he got a six pack? I was like, yeah, but that's just so weird.
How could it not be sexual called mistress and slave?
Yeah, weird. And he wanted to be like a footstool, like a naked footstool that you put your feet on. He's like, oh, I feel like you'd be really good at like telling me what to do. And I thought, well, maybe, but like, no, absolutely not. Like, I thought maybe I'm the boring one after all of this.
Oh, Alison, thank you so much for joining us on the Overshare. Thank you for telling us your story.
That's all right. It's nice to catch up. Thank you.
Take care. Welcome along, Lynn. Thank you for joining us. Before we even go anywhere with this, I can see how this is going to unfold, right? The second Lynn tells us a story, Abby, the team are going to use that tease clip because this story is what is going to make you laugh but want to cringe, but also it's cute as well. Tell us the story, Lynn. What happened?
Yeah, so it was about, I don't know, my youngest, 7 now, I think he was 2 or 3, so about 4 years ago or something. And it was that way where before work, I was sort of scrolling through my phone, threw it down on the bed, went off for my shower, obviously hadn't locked my phone, got into the shower, and halfway through my shower, my youngest comes knocking at the door in the shower. So I opened the shower screen door, bent over. He was like, I want to watch Peppa or whatever it was he was watching, and did something on the phone, continued my shower, came out the shower, and my phone was lying on the bed, and it was like red hot lighting up. Picked it up, loads and loads of messages and loads of missed calls from my boss at work. So quickly phoned him back, and he was like, "Lynn, you need to get onto Facebook Live now. One of your kids has had your phone and you're all over Facebook Live naked in the shower." To say the least, it was very cringy, especially when I had to walk into work that morning.
Oh, no. The silver lining with this, Lynn, I love the fact that, like you said, you bent over because no one's flattering at that angle anyway, are they? Do you know what I mean? Especially in the shower.
You wouldn't have been holding anything in either.
No, everything swings forward, doesn't it? The silver lining, we had a lady on earlier who, she took a picture of herself naked in the bath to send a fella, but accidentally put it on Snapchat for everyone. The silver lining with yours is that it was innocent. You weren't doing anything wrong. You were having a shower. It was your son, you know, who did it. So it's kind of like, that's your silver lining. No one can say to you, "How dare you have a shower with no clothes on?" Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Did you watch it at all, or did you just instantly delete it?
I just instantly deleted it. So I don't actually know what people have seen.
And it's the work thing as well, isn't it? It's having to walk into work.
I'm really grateful, to be honest, that my boss was really persistent in getting hold of me. But to this day, we still have never discussed it.
No, what would you do, Abby, in that situation?
I probably would have brought it up in work and been like, "I know it's happened. I'm so embarrassed." And like to try and like just shift it away eventually, you know, like so it's not in the air. But I mean, what can you do? It's like, it's done, isn't it? There's nothing you can do other than be like, "Yeah, it happened. That's that." And move on. It's not actually that big a deal, is it?
No,
you need to be a little bit more, less prude, I think, in general about people's natural naked bodies. That's what I think.
Well, there's naturists, isn't there? People do it because why do they do it? Is it freeing? Is it what's it
it's
for?
It's actually meant to be really good for your mental health. They've done research into it at Goldsmiths University, and they found that actually if before they looked at people and spoke to people before a nudist event or naturist event, should we say, and afterwards everyone had better self-esteem, better body confidence, and were generally happier. So it's actually quite good for you. And they've also found that the more often that you go to these naturist events, the happier you are, up to 20 times per year. So beyond 20 times, it doesn't have an effect, but up to 20 times per year, it's actually quite good for you, because also you're seeing people with like what we might call like normal bodies. Whereas at the moment, we mostly see naked people who are online and choosing to be naked. So they're probably already
got good lighting,
fit. And on top of that, posting the best stuff of themselves out there, which can give us a very distorted negative body image. So naturist events can actually be quite good for people and their body image.
Up to 20 a year though, that's nearly 2 months.
That's a lot, isn't it?
See, I always think, I can't remember where I was once, but I ended up on a nudist beach by accident. I was with my mum. I can't remember where we were. It might have been Portugal. We were walking along the beach, and as we started walking further along the coast, we noticed people had no clothes. And my mum said, "All right, Gemma, we better turn around here." And they were just... And I thought to myself, is that man naked because he feels comfortable, or is he doing it so he can look at other women naked?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what put me off. Like, how do you know what the intentions are of all the people there? Because you're going to get people there who are just very free and at one with nature, and they think, you know, this is acceptable. And then you could get someone who's got some ulterior,
motivation. You'd know, wouldn't you, if they were excited?
Well, I wonder about that. If you're a man on a nudist beach, how do you control yourself? Because sometimes you're just attracted, aren't you, to someone, and these things happen. There's no hiding it.
From you, Lynn, what do you do now? Just make sure you always lock your phone? Oh,
yeah, that is definitely a lesson to keep my phone locked. Yeah
locked at all times. Oh, thank you for coming on. I'm sure lots of people, I mean, Mia was always on my phone. She does all kinds on it. She's watches her YouTube stuff, and so she's probably seen things on there. My girl's group WhatsApp, as you've just seen, there's pictures on there that are horrendous. Not of me, thankfully. So I think it's something we all need to be more mindful of. But thank you for coming on, Lynn. Thank you for oversharing.
Thank you.
Take care. So our next guest is Michelle. Thank you for joining us, Michelle. What's the story?
Oh, God. So it was about, it must have been about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was our daughter, she's 21 at the time, and her and a group of friends that she'd sort of been through school with come round, pre-drink as they normally do, to get ready to go in to Manchester to have a drink. One of her friends had brought another friend around that we'd never met before. Absolutely lovely, lovely girl she was. Anyway, all had a few beers, a few Jaeger chasers, off they got in a taxi and off they went. So a couple of rules in our house. If you're staying out, you text us and let us know. Even if I'm asleep, I'll wake up in the morning. And if you're coming home, just please try and be a little bit quiet, even though you're bouncing off every wall. So we've gone to bed, me and my husband, and I like to keep the bathroom light on. It's one of them things. So we had the glare off the bathroom. Anyway, it was about 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And my husband can be quite a heavy sleeper. I'm not. So I saw this figure. Anyway, the next thing, this figure sort of starts walking towards our room. She climbs into the bottom of the bed. Now, my husband sleeps near the door. Bless her. She didn't have a stitch on. And she was quite a big girl up top. So if she's climbed into the bottom of the bed, she sort of grabbed onto his feet to cuddle into his feet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So this has sort of stirred me husband. And he said to me, he went, Michelle, there's someone in the bed. And I went, do me a favour. I went, do not turn the light on. I said, and do not move your head from where it is. I went, what do you mean? I went, just don't look. Do not look. So I've got out of bed and obviously she was fast asleep and I didn't want to wake her up to, in case I frightened her. So I just sort of said, come on now, let's take you back to where you should be. But I'm comfy where I am. I said, I know, sweetheart. I said, but you can't get in here. I said, I'll take you back to my daughter's room. So she sort of fell out of the bed. And my husband by this time, he went to pull his head out. I went, no. I said, stay exactly where you are.
You won't be able to unsee this.
Bless her. So I've took her back into the room. I've sort of, my daughter was stirring. So I said, look, I said, she's coming to our room. Well, that was just it then. The girls erupted. There was three of them at the time staying overnight and they just erupted.
How, Michelle, your husband's reaction to a stranger in the room is to say to you, there's someone in the bed. You sound like my mum growing up. Like one of the best ways to be, I think, is to know your kids do that. You do drink. My mum always used to have us around for pre-drinks because she'd say, I know what you're having then.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and it was that thing, I'll keep my phone on. If you're staying at someone's house, give me 3 rings. If you're coming home, don't try and make toast at 4 in the morning because you're just clanging about. But how lovely that your daughter's mates could be in that safe space with you. And it's something, I bet they still all laugh about it now, do they?
Well, we do actually, yeah. And when we woke up the following morning, she sort of, because we were so used to her coming home on a Saturday and finding three or four pairs of shoes at the bottom of the stairs. And then they'd all have the hangover Sunday here and we'd all make, there'd be about 6 or 7 of them for Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
And it was just a lovely thing. So we've all come downstairs in the morning and she's sort of come downstairs and her hair's all over the place and she's gone like that, morning. And we've just erupted. And we felt so sorry for her because she didn't have a clue. She was said, I'm so embarrassed. It's the first time I've ever met you and I climb into bed with you and your husband.
But it's that beer fear as well the day after. Oh, God, you feel terror. Even if you've had the best night and done nothing wrong, I still wake up and think, oh, my God, what did I do?
I've done something.
Yeah. So to actually be faced with the people. Yeah. What did your husband do? Was he embarrassed in the morning or was he all right?
He couldn't do anything but brush it off, bless him. No. But I think she was more embarrassed than he was because he didn't see anything. He felt it, but he didn't see anything. Because he said to me, he said, the strange thing was, he went, yours aren't that big, he said, so I knew they weren't yours. It was just one of those, oh, my God, moments. Is this really happening?
Oh, and as a parent, there'll be so many of them. I remember my sister telling me once, you know, my nephews are well into the 20s now, but when they first started having girlfriends and stuff, my sister once said to me, my nephew had come downstairs. My sister had come home early from work. And he said to her, what are you doing here? And she said, what do you mean what I'm doing here? I live here. And he said, oh, okay. He said, I've got a girl upstairs and I need to get her out. And she had to get out. She had to come through the kitchen. So my sister said, all right, it's okay. Anyway, this girl came out and went through the kitchen. And then my sister said about 10 minutes later, there was a knock at the door and she opened it and it was the girl, bless her. And she said, I've left my bra. And she left a bra in my nephew's room.
I'd have left it there.
And I thought that. I'd have just left it. And my sister said, I said to her, give me 2 minutes, I'll go and get it. But my nephew weren't bothered. She's been very open with the mug. A bit like yourself, it sounds, Michelle, in that, you know stuff's going to go on. And if you can be as in control as much of it as possible, it's fun and you can look back and laugh about it.
The rule when I was at home with my mum and dad was, you can take your boyfriend into your bedroom, but you keep your door open.
Keep your door open. That's what we had. Yeah. The funny thing was, my high school boyfriend, he used to be allowed round, but the door had to be kept open. All we were doing genuinely was playing on Crash Bandicoot on the computer. But in my mum's mind, I was doing like horrendous things. And he used to stay for tea. The door was open and he had to get on a 5 to 7 bus home. He had to be on that bus home or else there was trouble. Oh, well, thank you for coming on. Thank you for oversharing with us. I'm glad that you can all laugh about it. And thank God it was in a house like yours. Imagine if she'd have done that like someone who wasn't as like understanding as you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Really conservative.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Brilliant. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you, Michelle. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, my love. Take care.
So Abby, obviously, in Michelle's case, the being caught naked was done in drink. What would be, or what should be, the go-to move? Do you know, because loads of us, you know you've messed up thanks to booze. Mm. I've done it before, and across the series, we've had loads of stories of messing up thanks to being drunk. Do you wait for them to demand an apology, or do you fess up first?
I think it's better to fess up first, because then it seems more genuine, because they know it's happened, you know it's happened, and if you're not apologising in a timely manner, it might look like a less authentic, genuine response.
Like you've been caught out, so you're having to apologise.
Yeah, rather than going, do you know what? I'm going to take accountability. I know what I did yesterday was outrageous. I'm mortified. In future, I won't do that. In future, I'm going to make sure I drink less, or whatever it is that you're going to do in future. And you might want to acknowledge how that person might have felt. Like, I know that would have made you feel uncomfortable, and that's the last thing that I'd want to do.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you're doing it all the time, you might want to start to think about drinking less and all that sort of stuff. But
I've done it,
you know, not recently, thank goodness.
Yeah, I've been there.
In the past.
That's the thing they say, don't they? Drunk people, leggings and children always tell the truth. And, if there's someone who I can't genuinely stand and I'm nice to daily because it's like, I see them a lot. And if I've had a drink and someone says, what do you think of them? I'm there, like, yeah. But I don't like drinking out and about with camera phones and just because I know I'm a messy drunk.
It's not
I'm
a safe, really is messy it? Drunk. And I suppose with you as well, you've got people eyes on you a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that must be horrible to have the beer fear. Plus, did someone take a picture of me? Is this going on social media? That kind of stuff is like
outside
a different level.
Because
in the past, though, there was just never any of this, like, camera phones and stuff.
No.
So we could get away with doing mad things and it would just be a memory.
Yeah.
But now it can be a permanent
Kodak
thing.
Oh, and there it goes. The Overshare Series 2 done. Now, I know that this episode is very unlikely to win any awards for deep diving journalism, but it was there as a morale booster. I wanted to end on a high, end on a good laugh. And I think we've all learned something as well. Never let a well-boobed mate of your daughter's stay over and keep your Facebook away from showers. I mean, who knew? That's it from our second series. Thank you so much to everyone who has joined in, whether you're in the car, on the school run, in the bath, on the loo, on a run, dog walk. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you for your stories to everyone who's been brave enough to come on and share their stories. We've had highs, we've had lows. It really does mean a lot. And I know it takes a lot to come on and talk about certain things. So the fact that you've done that, it's really, really cool. Honestly, and you've helped so many people, you will have inspired so many people. People will relate to your stories. I've learned a lot as well from all our experts. We've had Abby here with us again today. Abby, you started and finished with series 1 and 2.
Yeah, I'm so grateful.
No, thank you for coming on. It's brilliant. And remind people where they can find you on Instagram.
So my name on Instagram is @AbbyBlaze.
@AbbyBlaze. And for anyone who's wanting to find love, check Abby out. That's what she'll do. She's very good in that area. You can listen to series 1 and 2 wherever you get your podcasts from if you want to catch up and re-listen. The Overshare was produced by Matt Foister and Molly Carter for Bauer Media. And we've been propped up by an ever-growing team as well. There's a team behind the scenes who you never see, but they're always here, and we couldn't do that without them. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, thank you for oversharing. We'll see you on the next one.